A plan to extend trading hours on Sundays in Belfast has been heavily defeated in a vote at the City Council. The move would have been permitted had the Council designated all or part of the city a holiday resort. A recent public consultation found a majority in favour of longer opening hours. There were 2,471 responses from organisations and individuals. 62% supported the idea, but it was voted down. The USDA, Union of Shop Distributive and Allied Workers, held a protest at City Hall on Friday morning ahead of a meeting with councillors, and our reporter Nicola Weir was there. She began by asking shop workers why they were so against the proposal.
The reason why I oppose this situation is I am a city centre worker in retail. I am also a single parent and I do work a Saturday. But if the trading is open for longer hours on a Sunday, where is family days? A Sunday is I spend with my family. For other people in my situation who has to work during the week to keep themselves above water, their heads above water, when are they going to have their family days? Let one day be a family day.
So if you don't want to work a Sunday, just tell your boss you don't want to work.
But it doesn't always work like that in retail, especially now that retail is open 7 days a week. Managers and companies are concerned, well, we don't need you on a Monday and Tuesday because there are our quiet days. We need you on a Saturday and a Sunday with our busy days.
I suppose councillors are hearing from tourists that maybe they want the city centre to be bustling with people to give it a bit of life, and that's what tourists want. Can you see that argument?
In a way you can see the argument, but it's bustling from Monday to Saturday. So on a Sunday, 1 o'clock is more than appropriate.
Michaela Lafferty, you're from USDA and you're the union representing some of the workers here today. Why have you organised this protest?
We have a response from our membership on a ratio of 6-1 that says they don't want to work anymore on Sundays because they can't. It's a day that is special to them. We're trying to keep it special. And it's a day that they can have a little bit of time with their families when their children are off. They can practice their faith. And the loudest message we have is that it gives mums, our parents and carers, time to recoup and regather themselves before the week ahead. I think that Belfast has an awful lot more to offer people that are coming in to visit this wonderful city other than opening large multiples 24/7.
So that's Nicola Weir reporting for us. Joining me now, the travel writer Tim Hedgley, the Reverend Dibble McElveen. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Mr. McElveen, Reverend McElveen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So here you have the majority of the respondents in this survey that was done wanting longer opening hours, and it didn't happen, David.
Well, really, it was a consultation, as you know, Stephen, and it's very interesting to hear the union representatives speaking really the language that many of us from a biblical point of view would want to emphasise. I know we come from a twofold aspect, not only the physical refurbishment of the body on the Sunday, but also, of course, the worship of God through the preaching of the gospel. So it is very refreshing and exceedingly encouraging to many of us to see that a brake has been put on this proposal.
Tim?
Oh, just same old diatribe, Stephen. You know, at the end of the day,
it's not diatribe if he's expressing his religious belief.
Absolutely, but his religious beliefs should remain with him. And religious beliefs should not because my religious beliefs are completely different, and David's religious beliefs should not be imposed upon me. There is legislation in place for Sunday working, and if you don't want to work Sundays, you don't have to work a Sunday. But this is for the greater good of Belfast city centre, to bring investment into Belfast and to make it a more cosmopolitan city for the thousands of visitors that want to come here. Northern Ireland has lost the majority of its engineering infrastructure. And one of the big money makers that we have is tourism. And we have to respect that. You know, if we had no tourism here, the shipyard has all but gone, Mackie's has gone to a large extent. The amount of jobs that we had here was phenomenal. Tourism is the one replacement for those jobs. We see it right across Northern Ireland, and here we have people from some sections of the church saying, you've got to go home and sit in a darkened room on a Sunday. No, we don't. And if David McElveen and his religious order doesn't want to do that, then that's fine. They can stay at home.
David?
I think him is right. We don't have a right to impose our view on anyone. But we do have a responsibility to express, and we have the freedom, at least in this country, to express our convictions. But the one thing Tim should keep in mind is that last year, the tourist industry increased by 6% in Northern Ireland. That is without any extension of Sunday trading laws. And I think that's very, very important to keep in mind. People do come to Northern Ireland not simply because of no place to go to on a Sunday, as some would have advocated, but it is a lovely place to come to, and I think it stands on its own.
It's a lovely place, except on a Sunday, because it's closed down, because for hundreds of years, the people of Northern Ireland were not allowed to go swimming on a Sunday because of the religious beliefs of members of the council. You weren't allowed to go shopping. Leisure centres weren't allowed to be open. Garden centres weren't allowed to be open. And that was because of the religious views of people who would be allied with David's belief. And it was utterly wrong.
Tim, how do you explain that on the continent, as we refer to it, that Sunday is more or less a closed day, and even the very prominent supermarkets are closed on a Sunday? Every religion in this world has its Sabbath or has its day of rest, whether it is Islam, whether it is Judaism or Hinduism. And we believe as a Christian nation, at least by name, we should recognise that one day is an important day for family, for friends and for the worship of God.
Okay, well, Chris Souter from Souter's Menswear in Belfast has contacted us. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. What's the implication of Sunday opening not being extended now for you and your business?
Well, I think a lot of people miss the point, Stephen. Firstly, I want to just convey my disappointment that it didn't get passed. And I think we've got to remember all we're asking for here is an extra 2 hours on a Sunday of 18 Sundays in the year. It's not asking very, very much. Now, I spend some of my Sunday morning in the shop, obviously dressing my windows and making sure everything is right. And the town is just a ghost town, and it's filled with tourists wandering about aimlessly who don't have anything to do or anywhere to go. And in fact, even just this morning, I had a taxi driver and I had a tour operator with me just early this morning, and they said the same thing. They picked people up. People said, can you take me? Can we go and take me to the shops? Take me to a pub that's open. I want to go and get some pub grub. It's not open. I just didn't think we were asking a whole lot to do that extra 2 hours on 18 Sundays. And here's the thing. If you don't want to work it, you don't have to work it. If you don't want to open it, you don't have to open it. In my opinion, it was a complete and utter no-brainer, and I think Belfast City Council missed the boat for us.
It's absolutely the gentleman that spoke there, Stephen, is absolutely right. David, I don't know if you've ever been to Barcelona on a Sunday, or Split, or Dubrovnik, or Paris. Those places are not shut down. They are up and open for business, and they are there to attract the investment of the tourists that come to their cities. And if people make and take the opportunity to come to our small, wee country, the least we can do is allow them to have something to do on a Sunday. But no, no, no. David McElveen and the church say you're not allowed to go shopping. It's utterly ridiculous.
Well, we feel, Tim, that there is a better way, and you're quite right. You have a freedom to criticise this, and I accept that criticism. But at the same time, I've got to respond and say that we do have and genuinely held convictions that in recognition of God as the God of the Sabbath, we believe that it is a right for us to at least provide the opportunity for people to worship God. And we feel that any intrusion into the Lord's Day is something that we should strenuously and sincerely oppose.
And it wasn't David McElveen's decision. This was a democratic vote in the council, Tim.
Yes, I understand that. But where David talks about we feel that God and the Sabbath should be, you know, given his due reverence, that's okay. Nobody in Belfast is saying that we will not give reverence to God if he exists at all. But the problem is, the people that who believe that the Sabbath should be sacred are now telling other people, non-believers, that they too should follow that preaching. And that is not fair. If I don't believe in God, I don't have to abide by the rules that a Christian says have to take place. But as a non-believer, I'm being forced now, because of religious intervention and council and politics, that I can't do something. And politics and religion should be completely and utterly separated. You know, you can imagine, whenever David Cameron was the Prime Minister, in Northern Ireland, well, I'm sure some, but very few people in Northern Ireland knew what religion the Prime Minister was, because he separates politics and religion. Over here, that's not the case, and it should be the case that it should be non-partisan and non-religious. There should be no religious input into it at all.
Okay.
And the religious people should use the democratic process instead of shouting it down and holding protests, as David does, and tell us, and tell the non-Christians and the non-believers, you can't do this,
okay,
you can't
David?
Drink on a Sunday.
Well, I think Tim is looking at our observance of the Lord's Day in a very negative way. And I believe it is a very positive day for most people to have a time of rest, a time of relaxation, a time to be with the family. And for
those David, you work on a Sunday.
To go to church. I have the privilege of ministering God's word on a Sunday. If
you
want to
hold on.
No. Let's let him finish.
If you want to define that as work, that is entirely your interpretation. I count it a very special privilege to be a servant of God and to deliver his word in the gospel through Jesus Christ. So I don't have any apology of making that my privileged position on the Lord's Day. But again, I go back, Tim, to this very simple point. I have no right to tell you what to do, and I fully accept that. But I believe I do have a responsibility. And I'm glad we live in a country that is free enough for us to express our point of view. And Tim, please keep in mind that it was the council who made this decision. It wasn't the Free Presbyterian Church or any other denomination. It was the council. It was the democratic decision of the council.
Yes, can I get back in there, Stephen?
Okay, Chris, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we don't turn this into another sort of religion issue here. I think David McElveen's right there. The council took this based on decision from certain lobby groups that were obviously representing workers, et cetera, in retail and all that. So rather than turn it around about religion, there was a definite decision made by council based on that lobby. However, I'm not that I'm on here. I represent numerous different organisations in the Belfast business community, and I'm not here representing them. I've got to make that clear. This is my own personal opinion. I just think we missed the boat on it, and we could have offered something completely different in Belfast. And on 18 Sundays for 2 extra hours, I didn't think it was a big ask, but obviously some other people did. And here, we're talking about democracy. We're living in a democratic world, and we have to live by that decision, and I will obviously live by that decision. But the consultation brought back an over 60% return in favour of it, and then it was the method of defeat within the council that annoyed me the most. The fact that it was 12-3, it was a resounding defeat within council, and I don't think that represented the consultation and the evidence they were given. But look, that's just my opinion.
Okay, okay. Peter and Yuri. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Sorry, Peter. We'll come back to you in a second. You're on a different subject. Fred and Demore. Come back to you 1 second, Peter. Morning, Fred.
Hello there. Hi.
Go ahead, Fred.
How are you doing? No, I think the best thing you need in Belfast is that people could even get into the city centre. We have has been ruined by these iniquitous bus lanes. Don't get people in the city centre. Is that? And if a tourist goes to a country, do you really go to a country to shop, or do you go to a country to see the scenery?
Huh? What do you think the answer is?
Well, first of all, if I was going to a country, I wouldn't be going to shop. Then maybe I'm different. But the main problem with Belfast city centre and business is the bus lanes. And the many people you just last week, I think there's so many, it was the biggest area around the city hall where people got parking notices. That's what's ruining the business in the city centre.
Fred, thank you. And Robert, morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. But the City Council missed a big point here. The retailers pay big rent and rates. Hotel, if you try and book a hotel or any kind of accommodation in the greater Belfast area over the weekend, can't get it. There is massive tourists coming into the capital city. There's cruise liners coming in, and they're walking around the city centre looking in empty shop windows. Now, Stephen's interviewed there about workers. Why don't they bring in temporary workers? Temporary workers and let them work the weekends in the retail stores.
David?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm always very keen to advocate the sanctity of the Lord's Day. And again, we do have those freedoms. There are people who are about Northern Ireland on Sunday who do enjoy the time of rest and relaxation. And even the cruise liners that do come in, some of them make their way to various churches throughout Northern Ireland. So there is there's an interest here, and I think we're missing the point that it is good for us to have a day of rest, a day of worship. These are positive things. They're not negative things. And I think if we're just simply going to be involved with money and material things, I think we're losing out so much of the blessedness and the happiness and the peace of life.
And Ray Noma agrees with you. Morning, Ray.
Hello, Mr. Nolan. Yes, I agree, McGilvin. That's the argument. The word 6 days, 7 days rest, right? On the seventh day.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yes, say that again, Ray.
God made the world in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, Mr. Nolan.
Yes.
He said that and the Bible and the written, seventh day of rest, he made the world all in 6 days, right?
Yes.
So I agree with Reverend McLevin, Mr. Nolan, all right?
Yes, yes. You agree with him, okay.
Yes, this is Mr. Bluegrass from Roma. I hope to meet you on your show sometime. Thank you very much, Mr. Nolan.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Is that a dog barking? Reverend McElveen, thank you very much indeed. Tim Hedgley.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm pretty sure
Bye.
That was a dog barking.